mind of Donald J. Trump. The J stands for Jesus. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, a lot of self-loathing going on there. And he's always going after someone, right? He's always going after someone. If it's not Mexicans, it's Muslims. If it's not Muslims, it's Africans from shithole countries. And that one was my favorite personally, because I am an African and I've shat in a hole. I also liked it because, like, people came up to me and asked me questions. There was one man who came up to me after a show, really concerned. He was like, "Trevor, hey, could I ask you a question?" I said, "Yeah, go ahead, my friend." He said, "Yeah, Trevor, I just wanted to know when Donald Trump says all these horribly racist things, do you sometimes just want to, you know, pack it up, leave America, go back to South Africa and escape all this racism?" I said, "My friend, you don't go to South Africa to escape racism. That's where you go to stock up." "Are you kidding me? That's the one thing that reminds me of home. Racism out here. Because we've got tons of racism in South Africa. And don't get me wrong, it's gotten a lot better. You know, when I was growing up, we had apartheid. And, you know, apartheid was basically the best racism in the world. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I mean, now you're going to feel bad and be like, "Oh, racism was the best." No, it wasn't. It was good, but not the best. And I experienced a bunch of racism, and everyone did. I never felt like it was a bad thing, mostly because of my family. You know, my mother is a black woman, Xhosa woman. My father's Swiss from Switzerland. And them being a couple was against the law, and that was a problem for us living together. And so we experienced a ton of racism. And in case you're wondering, yes, Xhosa is one of the languages with the clicks in it, right? Xhosa, ikhalendlela ngokuqotshwane, Xhosa. But not like in American movies, just so you know. Yeah, I've seen those movies where they have Africans and they're like, that's not a language. Yeah. Even we watch those movies and we're like, "I wonder what they are saying, eh? Where are they from?" "I think they're from Cleveland." It's not just clicks. The clicks are consonants. We still have vowels. Yeah, I grew up in this family and we couldn't live together. I could live with my mom, but my dad obviously couldn't live with us because it was illegal. And people would be racist to us all the time. But I was really lucky growing up because my mom is probably the most gangster human being you'll ever meet in your life. Right? Nothing got to her. Nothing fazed her. And I remember one day in particular, we're walking through the streets together, and some guy across the road shouted something really mean at us. And I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I turned and I looked at my mom and I said, "Mommy, what do we do if people do the racism to us?" And my mom said, "Oh, baby, you know what we do if somebody's racist? We take that racism of theirs and we shake it up with the love of Jesus. And then we send it back." And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "This lady's crazy." And she was crazy. But she was also right. Yeah. I didn't even realize how right my mother was until decades later. Which I feel is what always happens with your parents, right? They're crazy, and then you get to their age, and you're like, "Oh, that's what it means." I only learned the lesson my mother was trying to teach me when, as a grown man, I was walking through the streets of Chicago, minding my own business. Some guy drove by in a pickup truck and called me the N-word. And I'm not going to lie, I was disappointed. Mostly because he was driving a pickup truck. Yeah, I just felt like that was an unnecessary stereotype that he didn't need to perpetuate. You know? I feel like if you're going to be racist, do something different, you know? Think outside the box. Drive a Prius. Yeah. It's better for the environment, and it's quiet. You can sneak up on me. We both win. But no, the guy was, he was driving a pickup truck, called me the N-word, and, oh, to give you the full story, I was jaywalking, right? I was jaywalking, yeah. And I don't tell you this to justify what he did. I just want you to know that I'm no angel, okay? Yeah. I was crossing the road, and then the lights turned red for me, but I decided to walk anyways because I don't see color. And this man was so offended by what I had done that he drove his truck around me, rolled the window down, looked me dead in the eye, and he was like, "Get out of the road, nigger!" Oh, and you could see he wanted to hurt me. We locked eyes, and I could see in that moment he was waiting for me to be like, "No." What that man didn't know was where I was from. More importantly, who he didn't know was my mother. Because he thought it was just going to be a regular racist day. He thought he was going to drive by, throw the N-word out the window, carry on with his life. He didn't realize that that was the son of Patricia stepping into the road. And it happened in a moment, but it lasted a lifetime. Because I didn't even think. He shouted that word, and out of nowhere, my body was like... I was like, "Oh, shit, this is it!" And let me tell you something, LA, it was so beautiful because I didn't plan it, I didn't think about it. All I know is I stepped into the road, he drove his truck around me, rolled the window down, looked me dead in the eye, and he was like, "Get out of the road, nigger!" And I turned and I was like, "Yo, my nigger!" And he almost crashed and died. Yeah, I've never seen a human being question themselves so many times in a split second in my life, right? Because I was smiling, and I could see in his face, he was like, "Wait, do I know you? Do I look like someone you know?" And I don't know why he did this, but I'll never forget it. He looked at his hands. He looked at his hands like they'd somehow magically turned black. Like I had cursed him with a nigger bomb. I don't even know what he was thinking. Oh, I actually felt bad for him, man. Because I've been called that word before, but that was his first time. Like, you never forget your first time, you know? Yeah, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to what? Is that what he wants? He wants to throw the word at me and then my day is spoiled? Is that how it works? I'm going to be like, "Nigger!" And I'm a nigger, come in there. I don't have time for that, man. My mom always used to say, she said, "You can't control what people do to you, but you can control how you react." So I promised myself, I said, I'll never give a racist person the pleasure of seeing my pain. Maybe painful, maybe hurtful, but I won't give them the pleasure of seeing my pain. Someone says something racist, I take that racism, shake it up with the love of Jesus, send it right back. And don't get me wrong, it's not always easy. Not everyone can do the same thing. Not everyone should. I also understand that for me, it is a little bit different. You know, I have a privilege in that I come from a country where the word nigger was never used to oppress anybody. You know, I mean, we had another word, because we had the best racism, come on now, but not that word. Yeah, the word we had was the word kafir or kafir. So we had another word, same thing. It's crazy to me as well sometimes. You know, same racism, different word. And here it means nothing, right? Kafir, kafir, nothing. Yeah, some people are like, "Is that like a probiotic? Is that what that is?" Yeah, probiotic of my pain. Because we don't have that in our supermarkets for obvious reasons. No one warned me in America. I walked down the dairy aisle. I was like, "Oh, yogurt, ice cream. Ah! This lactose is intolerant." So it's different around the world, and I get that. You know, it's a privilege I have in dealing with the N-word. You know, in South Africa, no one was called a nigger. All over Africa, no one was oppressed using that word. So that word has no power. Anywhere you go, nigger, 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 nothing. You know? Whereas right now, I can feel the tension in this room. I can feel it. Yeah, some people are like, "God damn it, wasn't it like 7 times? I get it, Trevor. That's my quota for the year. Come on." I get it. It actually got me thinking that maybe we could use that discrepancy to help each other out. We'll create a program where you guys send all of your racist people to Africa just once a year.
Because Africans will roast the shit out of them.
The best part about Africa is you don't even have to wait. You know, you just get off the plane, there's black people everywhere. Just jump straight in, just be like, "Nigger! Nigger! Nigger!" Yeah, and because Africa's run and owned by black people, they're not afraid of white people there. They'll just be like, "Ah, Jimbo, he's back, the nigger man! How are you?"
God damn it, I keep telling you, you're the nigger, but you're the one who always says it, huh? Nigger man! Yeah, yo, nigger! Put on some sunscreen before you die, nigger. Let's go party.
Watch Trevor Noah, Son of Patricia, on Netflix now.